Good morning and welcome to the East Tennessee Report. The East Tennessee Report is a public affairs program of the Summit Media Corp Knoxville Radio Group, and I'm Kim Hansard. Joining me this morning is Tamara Fye with Aging Family Partners, and we're going to be talking about some signs that we may be noticing that our older loved ones may be struggling. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you for being here. You and I met at O'Connor Senior Center for a fall awareness event that was going on there a couple of months ago.
Yes.
And it was such a wonderful event. And you and I just hit it off immediately. And I was so glad to meet you. We had such a good time. I know it sounds weird to have a good time at a fall awareness event, but it really was.
Yes.
And we started talking, and we just decided that you needed to be here to talk with us. And I would like to have you in every so often.
That would be lovely.
So much of our audience is dealing with the, I believe they call it the sandwich situation, where we're dealing with our kids.
Yes.
And family, and then also dealing with our parents or grandparents.
That's right.
So, you know, we're sandwiched in between that, caregivers on both sides, and sometimes we miss things. I know I personally have a mother who is 85 years old.
Oh, God bless.
And then I have a 19-year-old son, and he still needs care.
I think they always do. I think we always need our mom.
I know I do.
Yes. It doesn't matter how old we are. We need them.
That's right. I call my mom every day and say, Mom, what do you think about this? Or what do I need to do? But at the same time, she needs my help too.
That's right.
It's a different kind of situation. She does well. But sometimes somebody like her neighbor will say, Kim, have you noticed that your mom is this? And I'll go, yeah, I did sort of notice that. Do you think that's a problem? And sometimes we don't, because
yes,
we just know that's how mom is.
That's right. That's how she does things, or that's how she always acts, or those are the decisions she always makes. And then you sit there and look with the aggregate of all of it, and maybe it should be a red flag that we just don't know that it should be.
Yeah. And so I'm thankful that she has neighbors who are close to her and visit her and will pick up that phone, or when I pull in the driveway, we'll come over and we'll be talking and they'll say, hey, you might want to notice this, or have you noticed this? So we're blessed to have those people
Absolutely.
Who surround us.
I call them Mrs. Kravitzes. I think every neighborhood has a Mrs. Kravitz, and I don't know if you're middle-aged like we are. Mrs. Kravitz was always a nosy neighbor,
mm-hmm.
but I have to tell you that those nosy neighbors really help keep every neighborhood intact.
That's true.
And is always there for the benefit of others.
That's true. My mother was Mrs. Kravitz.
Yes.
Until now, she's the one that's being Kravitzed. Yes. I don't know how else to say that, but
yes.
I mean, she's always been the one, and my mother holds court on her front porch. So everybody comes to see her. I mean, she sits out there on her porch and she holds court. Everybody comes to see her. She knows everything that's going on in the neighborhood, but that's wonderful too, because people can see how she's doing she's doing. And that helps us too.
And that is purposeful for your mom.
Yes.
Because it doesn't matter if we're 2 or if we're 92,
mm-hmm.
every day we need to get up with purpose and feel valuable.
Yes.
And for your mama, getting up and holding court
mm-hmm.
or connecting with those individuals, that just means the world to her.
Yes.
She probably doesn't even know that it's meaningful, but it does give her meaning every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps give her a reason to get out of bed, because she's impacting other people.
Oh, it's so true. And people tell me, if they go by, we have someone here in the building who lives up the street from my mother. And if he drives by and doesn't see my mom on that porch, he'll come in and go, where's Mrs. Hansard? Is she okay? And
yeah.
I'll say, well, you know, it is 31 degrees. So she's not out yet today, or, you know, she's staying in, but she's fine. But
That's
thank
right.
you for asking. You know, I love that. I love
yes,
that, because everybody knows to look for her.
It's a community.
And so it's good. It is community.
And I think that Knoxville brings that.
Yeah.
I am from Northeastern Ohio, and we were Midwesterners.
Uh-huh.
So of course it's a close-knit group, but I have found since moving to Knoxville 3 years ago, because our son was living here and starting his family, it's a different kind of touch point down here.
Mm-hmm.
That is the good old Southern, but not Southern, in engagement with each other.
Yeah.
And I think that it really does take a community to help all of us.
Well, we have Tennessee talk, you know, how's your mama and them and all those things.
I don't know that one yet.
Well, from what I understand, they don't have that everywhere. It's
yes.
like that would be a little too personal, you know, but
That's right.
there is no such thing as too personal here.
No, just put it all out there.
That's right. We put it all out there, and you get what you get. And if you don't answer that, we think, well, what's wrong with them?
That's right. You don't belong here then. Move along.
Exactly. So, so you're starting to get that, you know, a little bit. But it is important that we know what to look for a little bit. I mean, I think we all know that if mom or dad or grandma is getting especially forgetful, okay, we know we need to have that looked at. But there's some, I guess, some less obvious signs or something that we're looking for. And hopefully that's what you're going to help us with today.
Yes,
absolutely. And none of us want to think about our loved ones struggling, because we do everything we can to help them from struggling. And I know my mom, she does her best to be on her best behavior when we're all around.
Of course.
You know, if she's struggling with something, it takes a while for us to see it, because by gosh, she's practiced, and you know, she's not going to let us know it for a while, because she's doing just fine. Thank you very much.
She's still the monarch of the family.
That's right.
And she will fight to the death.
Yes.
To continue to hold that crown.
Exactly. What can we do, or what are the things we're looking for?
I have six different topics, and we'll kind of go through them very quickly, and please feel free to interrupt.
Oh, I will.
Yeah, I think I learned that early on. You're not very shy. So we want to kind of talk about their ability to move around, any weight loss that may have occurred, their emotions and their demeanor, their living environment, their cognition, as you referenced earlier, and then as well as their financial situation. So if you want to just kind of take a gander at how well they get along and move around, are they walking by holding on to furniture? Is it something that when they walk, they're a little wobbly, or their feet are maybe close together, which really shortens their base of support, makes it more apt for them to fall? Maybe they're using their armrest to sit and stand a little bit, where normally we just pop up out of a chair.
Don't we all do that?
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm using my armrest a little more than I used to.
Yes, and it's amazing how we learn to compensate for that. Is she choosing not to go up and down the stairs, or maybe making one trip, or you're noticing that there are things sitting on the stairs because she's trying to conserve her energy to maybe go all at one time, or she just doesn't feel like managing that component of physically having to climb the stairs?
Well, that's a good point.
Are they sleeping in a recliner because it's hard to get in and out of the bed? Many times they'll say, oh, well, I just sleep here in the living room because I don't want to climb those chairs, or I just breathe better. Those should be indications.
Or I just fall asleep while watching television, and next thing I know, it's morning and I've woken up in my chair.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I had an uncle who did that.
Yeah, men, no offense, men, but men are a little bit more adept to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're just walking a little bit slower, so just looking at the quality of their movement, I don't expect them to be up and running like they were when they were 40, but you have to realize that some of their movements are actually showing you that they're struggling, that even getting up and down or going and fixing a sandwich is harder than it used to, because you have to be able to stand and balance and reach in a cupboard, reach in the refrigerator. So be mindful of how well they move about.
Mm-hmm.
Another area that we look at is mom looking thinner? And everybody knows that when they are full of family and responsibilities, it's nothing to put on a big spread at home. And they're used to cooking for six people, four people, whatever it is. But all of a sudden, they're cooking for themselves. And then it becomes too much work.
Yeah.
And they're like, things don't taste the same because I'm on different medication. Maybe it's because nobody comes and visits and I'm lonely, and it's lonely to eat alone. Possibly they're having trouble with their dentures. And so they're not fitting right. Maybe there's a chip in one of their even regular teeth or their dentures, and so it makes it difficult to chew. And then maybe they're just kind of living on Ensure. Maybe they're eating just mashed potatoes because Bob Evans makes the best mashed potatoes. Maybe they're just depressed or anxious. So looking to see if mom's or dad's clothes are a little bit baggier, they're not taking in the food that they used to because it's too much work, it's lonely, maybe they're not safe to cook in the refrigerator or cook at the stove anymore. And lots of times they're like, oh, I just microwave it. Well, then after a while, they want to stop microwaving because it all starts to taste the same.
Oh.
So we want to be looking at their intake and making sure they're swallowing properly, or new medication isn't doing it to them. Many times they get on new medications or double medications, or they don't take their medications as properly ordered by a physician. Then all of a sudden, nothing tastes right. They don't want to eat. So it really plays a role for people to look at their medication and those side effects.
Oh, those are some good points. I had not even thought about that. I know, you know, medications change from time to time. I have to say, we're very blessed. My mother takes two medications.
Oh, wow.
She takes an anti-anxiety and she takes a blood pressure, and that is it. And for 85 years old.
Unheard of.
I mean, that's great. So we've not run into those things. The thing we've run into is because she's not as active, she doesn't eat as much.
Right.
You know, but I mean, she eats well. She just doesn't eat as much. And at first, my brother and I, like, Mom, you've got to eat more. And she's like, I'm eating. And we watch her, and she does eat. And we grocery shop, and we make sure she's got all the things she needs. It's just she doesn't eat as much because she's not as active.
And so I think that's an important component, is to making sure that you have some type of of support system for eating. Mm-hmm. So you go to the grocery store and you pick out fruits and vegetables, mm-hmm. and you make sure she has, you know, herbs and spices. Yeah. You make sure she has a colorful plate. Mm-hmm. You make sure that she's taking food in. You know, many times people are left alone.
Yeah.
And when families are out of town, out of state, they don't realize, and mom can kind of cover on the phone because, you know, they can lie to you and that, oh, I'm eating great. And today
exactly.
I had, and they can make up a menu that they didn't eat.
It all sounds great. But...
Yeah. So we mm-hmm. have to kind of question when we see them in person, what does the refrigerator mm-hmm. look like? Does it look like it has moldy food? Does it have expired food? Is it empty? And, you know, because you can look in the freezer and that sounds great, but nobody wants to defrost anything.
No.
So I think it's beautiful that you and your family assure that she has fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, make it easy to prepare. It's colorful. It's tasty because we mm-hmm. taste with our eyes and our noses mm-hmm. first. So I think that's beautiful how you help your mom with that.
Well, we put together what she calls her adult Lunchables. We put together plates and wrap them, you know, with a fruit, with a vegetable, with a sandwich or with a meat that she can, you know, heat up or something. And she calls them her Lunchables. So that
yes.
way that's put together for her and she gives us a hard time about it. But, you know, if that's what it takes to get her to eat a meal and not just snack all the time.
Which is so easy to do. But then it also allows her to be independent with her preparation, because even though you prepared it on the plate, mm-hmm. she's able to go choose it when she wants
exactly.
to, unwrap it, heat up what she wants, and still have it just kind of catered in,
exactly.
so to speak.
Exactly.
Another area is, you kind of reference that with your mom, that she's on anti-anxiety medications. Mm-hmm. As we get older, a lot of our moods start to change and depression, isolation, anxiety starts to set in. You know, they've kind of lost their purpose, as we talked about before. Maybe a spouse has died. Maybe they have lost a sister. There is a lot of emotions that get tied into when we age that we can't always be as happy and go-getting. Like, I can't imagine you being sad a day in your life.
Oh,
you are
happens.
Such a bright sunshine of people that you really pull that out of others. But if you think about maybe being home alone 30 years from now, and your son is living his life, your husband has passed, and all of a sudden, and then all of a sudden you've kind of lost a lot of your socialization. And that's mm-hmm. another thing about eating. Eating alone is very isolating and not very social. So we want to make sure that, is she crying a lot? Is she sleeping a lot or not sleeping at all? Is she not going to book club? Is she not going to church? Those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So we want to be mindful of that as well.
So what are some other things that we can look for?
I think the biggest issues I think about living space is to make sure they have a safe living environment. You know, is there clutter? Are there cords laying around? Are maybe they're not able to keep up with the weeds outside? Is laundry not being done? Are there cat, dog in the way? Are there maybe feces? We want to make sure that the environment is clean and livable. Cognitively, everybody forgets things, but what we want to make sure that people do is, does it affect their safety and their quality of life?
Yeah.
Are they forgetting appointments, special events? Are they giving themselves notes, but they're forgetting to check the notes? Is it something they're getting lost going to the grocery store? Really, we worry about our memory and our cognition, our thinking, if it's starting to affect our safety of everyday life. If normal aging is, we just forget things now and again. And lastly is financial status. We want to make sure that they're not paying some checks twice, invoices twice, some bills are paying not at all, we're participating in spams and not knowing that. So really taking a good check at what money's coming in, what money's going out, and really being an active proponent of the banking system to make sure that their money is being utilized appropriately.
And I know sometimes, just from some of my friends, I feel so blessed that my mother is very open with her finances. But I know through some of my friends, older people sometimes, you know, well, nobody's getting all up in my business.
That's right. Very protective. That's right.
And they don't want anybody to know their financials. And it's not because they feel they've done something wrong or that they feel like, you know, you're going to do something wrong. It's just, you just didn't talk about your money.
That's right. It's a private thing.
It's hard, you know, to get them to let you know what's going on. And it's not because you're going to do anything. It's just, you just want to know that it's being handled correctly.
Correct.
So that can be one of the hardest things. If you're running up against roadblocks or you have concerns, and your parent or grandparent just isn't helping you.
Yes, if they're not open and receptive.
Yeah.
You know, what I usually start with is to get the most trusted person that they know. It may be you as mm-hmm. the child, or maybe mm-hmm. it will be their best friend. Maybe it will be their sister. Maybe it will be their pastor. But a lot of times, if you need to have a hard and difficult conversation or intro conversation with them, mm-hmm. have it be with just one-on-one with that most trusted person. And it may take a couple of different conversations mm-hmm. to get to where you really want it to be to get the information you need. But maybe you're the person or maybe not. And I help coach my clients about making that safe space and picking that right person and then helping them through having those conversations and coaching them along so that then we can help design a plan that will help provide comfort, safety, and a quality of life for all of the family.
So with aging family partners, how does someone reach out to you?
By phone, by email. I have a website and you can schedule a free consultation there. I'm a physical therapist, licensed nursing home administrator, executive director of senior care living, and a certified dementia practitioner. So I have spent over 35 years and now 38 years serving seniors in both a caregiving role as well as an operational role. And my passion right now is to just make sure that families are supported with their aging loved ones. So my phone number is 865-630-2800. That was 865-630-2800. And my email address is Tamara, T-A-M-A-R-A, at agingfamilypartners.com. And also I have a website, www.agingfamilypartners.com. And I welcome the opportunity to speak with anyone to at least get them seen, heard, and understood and see how I can help.
This has been Tamara Fye with Aging Family Partners, and this has been the East Tennessee Report, a public affairs program of the Summit Media Corp. Knoxville Radio Group. I'm Kim Hansard, and make it a healthy day.